And then one of the last recommendations I have, all of this, by the way, is to drive engagement, help people stay engaged. And as I mentioned before, whatever you write on a slide, speak what's written there. So when I say, we hired a new asset manager, say the phrase, we hired a new asset manager. When you say those things and you match both the auditory and the visual, people can ground and remember that more easily. The mind doesn't become fractured by you saying one thing when the slide says another. So matching those things up is really powerful, the research shows. The last thing for engagement is this. Use the element of surprise. So when I was a preacher, and one of the things that I learned that was really powerful was the creation of what some people call open loops. An open loop is simply something you introduce, but you don't resolve. And it creates the feeling of tension and curiosity and a desire to want to know more. And so here's a really simple example of an open loop. One time I was preaching, and on a big stage, I wanted to make sure that I got people's attention. The way I did it was, on the stage, I had somebody put a bubble maker, a literal mechanical bubble making machine that just was making bubbles as I was on the stage. And those bubbles were floating all over the place, and I didn't reference it at all. I got up on stage and I said, turn with me to the book of John. And you have this wonderful contrast that goes on between there's a bubble maker on the stage and he wants us to get into the book of John. John is boring, bubbles are interesting, but I'm going to hang on to what he's talking about in John because I want him to get to the bubbles and tell me what's with the bubbles. And I literally would preach the whole sermon. I never referenced the bubble maker until the very end. And it became the dominant operating metaphor of the point that I was trying to make. And that is called an open loop. It's a technique you can use where you can just place something out there that causes people to be really curious without actually resolving it. And it holds attention much, much better. Now, there are other examples too. Sometimes I had like a wishing well on a stage or a big stepladder, or there was one time I had a stove covered in a cloth. I had a huge table with sand and sand toys, and every one of those things became the operating metaphor. Now, I didn't do it every time, and it wasn't essential to do every time. And by the way, what I'm describing now I know is not realistic or even necessary for most contexts. I'm using this as an example. The best way to create surprise, there are several ways and there are no limits, is how you start is where the surprise comes from. So you could start with, for example, you could start in an unexpected place. So you might, for example, start a presentation that is about some business issue, and you might start with the New Zealand football team or rugby team and say, you know, I've heard that the New Zealand rugby team ... whatever it might be. And then you could say, now that might seem completely irrelevant, but I promise at the end I'm going to show you how these two tie together. And that's just a way to kind of cause the mind to go, okay, I'm interested to know when we're going to get back to the rugby thing. You could also start in the middle. You could say, I'm going to start at the very end of this presentation and I want to show you something. And whatever it is you're showing them, the conclusions, the results, or whatever, should be either opaque or surprising or unexpected. And then you're going to say, look, that's the end point. Now let me show you how we got there. And then you take them on a journey, and that's a lot more interesting. You could also start with a surprising fact. Sometimes factoids that are really unexpected, some research, some data that basically people wouldn't think is true, or that might be really interesting. I can't give you examples because there are so many that you could come up with, but you know, if you said, look, employee engagement research shows 20% of your profit and productivity is impacted by employee engagement, that's a factoid that surprises people, or should anyway. And so that also creates the need for why I should even pay attention to the presentation that you're about to give. You could also start with why this matters. What's the reason you're presenting, the higher purpose for why you're even doing this? Now, that why can also be about goals and objectives. So you could start with, look, these are the goals of the presentation, which is fine, it's helpful. But it's really powerful when you can kind of dig into the real reason they need to know the information. And another example might be you could start with a story. Stories are really powerful, very compelling. You could just start with a story and people might wonder, where are you going with this? Could be a personal story, could be a parable, could be any number of things. And it can really engage people pretty quickly. So that's the highlights of the Mastering Communication and Presentation. Again, there are lots and lots of resources out on the internet that you can search for. They've got a lot of good advice, but I thought I wanted to provide some stuff that you wouldn't likely find very much on the internet about.